Lemonade, man. It's Justin Bless. Another episode for your head tops. Yeah. Man. Let's continue to push on forward, man. Don't hate on another man. Don't hate on another woman. Just because they're doing something that you want to do and your time just hasn't come just yet. Continue to grind. Continue to stay consistent. Be consistent. Again, be consistent in what you're doing. Don't stop, man. Push hard. Push forward. Don't look back, because the brighter side to your life is in front of you, not behind you. You feel me? Yeah, life is good. Life is beautiful. Speak that greatness into existence. Speak that fruitful, that abundance, that healing, that excitement into your life, into existence. Man, I'm getting tongue twisted like a mug, but you get the point. You get the picture. And stay focused on the brighter picture, the bigger picture. You feel me? Live in the present moment, but don't live too much in the present moment that you forget about tomorrow and you asked out. You feel me? Be wise. It's chess out here, not checkers. And then again, the generation that you are not going to meet, try to set them up as best as possible as well. I believe that's a duty for all of us to push the culture forward, push the world forward, continue pushing on with God's plan. Hey, you are now tuned into the most honest, most vulnerable, most prolific, most entertaining podcast in the world, the Justin Bless Podcast. Man, I'm so ecstatic, so good, very happy about this podcast that we are going to tap into, Rat Race. But before we get into that, man, check in with y'all selves. How y'all feeling? How you guys vibration? You vibrating low? Do you have some low vibration around you? You might need to cut them people off. Are you too much in your head? Are you second guessing, overthinking? You might need to shake that off. You might need to walk in the sand barefoot on a beach somewhere. Might be Florida, might be New York Beach, might be a Florida beach, might be overseas in a Portugal or something. Might need to get reconnected, recentered, walk in a park full of grass to get recentered with the core of the earth, core of yourself. You might need to tap in, you might need to do that. Or might just cut someone off, man. They feel like your blessings ain't coming. You need to take some people out of there because they might be the one hating on you and stopping your blessings from coming. It might be. Man, you never know. You never know. But it's only for you to find out. Nobody else can do it for you. You got to do that research. Because nobody can tap in and look into your life. Nobody can fill your shoes only for you because they're custom made. For you, by God, for you only. You feel me? Man, life is good. Life is great. And always remain thankful. Always remain thankful. You know, people look at my name, Justin Bless, and they think it's like I'm a pastor's kid or something like that. Like, nah, man. First of all, I do believe in God. I'm a God-fearing man. Alhamdulillah. But now I'm far from perfect, you feel me? Far from it. And I don't preach to be perfect. I don't preach to tell people what to do with their lives. I might advise on something that I think might be cool and might benefit you. But again, I think it might. Key words. always take people's word with a grain of salt. You feel me? Especially when it got to do with your life. I never give relationship advice because those are two different dynamics of people. When those two people connect, it's a totally different type of energy. You can never duplicate that type of energy and speak on that energy like that. Me, I just don't do that. You feel me? I stay in my lane, stick to myself, focus on what I can focus, control what I can control. You feel me? My girl asked me the other day, she asked if I have trust issues. She said it's a random question. And if you do have trust issues, what happened and when did it start? I told her, I used to, but I don't. And I'm going to open up a little bit to y'all. I used to have it because some old hoe that's dead. Bro, I used to not even care what people thought or what. I mean, like, I'm not going to say thought because I was definitely in my head. But I used to not even care what people, like, did, really. But because this old hoe I was dating, she was so worried about what I'm doing. Especially when I had to like sell my clothing line, Bless. She was worried about girls talking to me and all this whoop-de-whoop. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to grow my brand. And at the end of the day, she was hating on your boy and really didn't want to see me grow and succeed. I didn't realize that because I'm blinded by the pussy. You feel me? But anyway, she was acting like that. And I would be like, man, I don't do that to you. And she'll kind of like say something like, because you don't care about me, or like, you know, say something like that, some goofy stuff. And in my head, it's not that I don't care. It's just, if I want to see, I'm not going to say I want to, but if I need to see something, God's going to reveal it to me. That's kind of how like I rocked, and that's kind of how like I rolled. You can only put on a front for so long. I'm going to see your true colors. You feel me? And that's everybody, bro. When you lie so much, bro, you're going to slip up. Your words are going to get tied up. And you're going to try to catch yourself, but you really can't catch yourself. Then you make yourself look worse. So it's like more of a lie. You know what I mean? It's just like with time, it's going to happen. So, hey, just give it time. It is what it is. And something that someone might do, whatever, don't speak on you and the person, type of person that you are. Speaks on them and the type of person that they are. If they did you dirty, you feel me? Because look, I was doing that, right? Then I started doing that. I started like kind of pressing, hey, where you going? Blah, blah, blah. Doing all that, like that dumb stuff. Her energy is rubbing off on me. And then she did do some lame foul stuff. And because I lost ground with myself and lost my center, like I was telling y'all, walking the sand barefoot, walking the grass barefoot or whatever it is for you to get recentered and with clarity and not get knocked off your pivot, do that. Because I was doing that and something happened and it totally effed me up because I didn't have my anchor. Like I wasn't balanced. You know what I mean? Like it's very easy for you to get thrown off if you're not balanced and centered, you know? That's with any position, any sport, any just walking, going up a stairs, whatever the case might be, man. You know what I mean? If you off balance, bro, the slightest thing can F a lot of things up, you know? And that's kind of like what happened with your boy. But that's where it started. And then, you feel me? I had to break that off. And when I was going through my whole healing process, I was like, man, that's one thing I gotta get back on. I can't be worried about people and what they are doing because that's a waste of real estate space in my brain. You feel what I'm saying? Like, why would I be so worried about what you are doing? I can't control you at the end of the day. I can't be like, yo, move your head and you move your head. Like I move my head. You know what I mean? I can control my head. You feel me? I can control everything. Not everything, but most things in my life for the most part that have to do directly with me. You feel me? So that's what I'm going to focus on. And then if anything need to be revealed, I keep God first and God's going to reveal it in time when it needs to be revealed. At the end of the day, I'm not putting too much energy into worried about what people are doing, man. That goes for friends, families, all of them, man. It's just like, I seen a lot of people true colors already. You feel me? Your boy been in the streets. So a lot of people I don't chill with. And sometimes it's not even about like they lost my trust or anything like that. Sometimes it's like, yo, I see the type of nigga that you are or the type of woman that you are, and I just can't rock with you because I'm going this way. And you are going that way, or you are staying stagnant. And I ain't with stagnant or niggas that's not trying to get bread, be successful, try new things, see the world, have a good time, laugh, and don't talk about the past every damn time. Oh man, remember this one time we used to smash these one hoes? Oh man, remember when we hit this lick? Oh bro, remember when we got into this fight? Oh man, man, I used to kill it in basketball in high school. Oh man, bro. Like, bro, them local jokers, nigga, them people that talk about the same old bitches, hang around on the same old corners, telling the same old stories. Man, I can't rock with them niggas, bro. I can't. And a lot of niggas I'd have cut because of that. Like, nigga, I can't rock with that. Y'all talk about the same stuff over and over again. Like, it just happened. Like, nigga, let that shit go. What are you doing now with your life? And that's what I'm on, nigga. That is what I'm on. And I personally feel everybody should be on that type of wavelength. You know what I mean? At least on that aspect of things, to just move on and try to do better and greater. You know what I mean? Every single month, every single day, just try to be a better person than you once was. I don't know. I might be wrong, but I personally feel like I'm right. So I'm going to rock this way. People rock with me. People commend me, respect it for it. They'll rock with me. If they don't, they going to do what they do. You feel? So I don't worry about like trusting people. You feel me? DMX once said something real fly. I don't think I got it on here. I'm gonna try to look it up real quick. Y'all give me like, y'all give me a little bit, man. All right. Y'all give me a little bit. Because it's a fly thing, bro. And I really want to have y'all, I don't want to mess it up. You feel me? I don't want to chop it up, because rest in peace to the late, great DMX. My man was, he was on something, man. He was on something amazing, doing great things. And I just personally just do not want to mess it up, bro. Like I really don't. So we gonna give time for DMX to man, we almost there, man. I know it's around here somewhere, bro. I know it's around here somewhere, man. Gotta be around here somewhere, bro. I don't think it's this far back. Oh, man, bro. I don't think I got it. All right, I'm just gonna paraphrase it real quick, bro. DMX said this. Trust people to be themselves. And when you see them being themselves, know that you know them well. Something like that, bro. See? It's just pissing me off because, bro, it's one of the... Oh, shoot. Hold on. Did I get it? No. That's not it. Damn. Yeah, bro. Trust people to be themselves. And when you see them, know that you know them well. Or you see them well. You know, basically just saying, like, bro, trust in yourself, like... No, trust, at least trust and give trust to those people to be themselves. Because at the end of the day, they're going to be themselves. Like I told you, you can only fake it for so long, my guy. You can only fake it for so long. After that, you're going to slip up. You're going to slip up for a fact. There's no way that you're not going to slip up. You feel me? So that's what I'll say to people that might be having like some trust things. Oh, here it is. Found it. Woo! We found it, my guy. All right. Here we go.
Always trust everyone to be themselves.
There you go.
Always trust everyone to be themselves, but trust in the fact that you can see them well. I mean, so it's like, you know, trust. It takes too much energy to not trust someone. I mean, it takes too much energy. You ain't got to stay two steps ahead of them or whatever. But trust them to be them.
Right. To be themselves.
Trust a snake to bite you. Right. Trust a lion to laugh. Trust a thief to steal from you. Like, trust them to be them. Too. But know them when you see them.
Bruh. You feel me? That is deep, bruh. Again, listen.
Always trust everyone to be themselves, but trust in the fact that you can see them well. I mean, so it's like, you know, trust. It takes too much energy to not trust someone. I mean, it takes too much energy. You ain't got to stay two steps ahead of them or whatever. But trust them to be them.
To be themselves.
Trust a snake to bite you. Right. Trust a lion to laugh. Trust a thief to steal from you. Like, trust them to be them. Too. But know them when you see them.
Bruh, you feel me? That was fire. The late DMX, man, my man held it down. That's one of the most dopest, encouraging, you know what I mean, words and all that, because that stuff go hard. That's what it is. It takes too much energy to not trust, and that's what I was on, right? That's 100% what I was on, bro. I was tripping. Like, see, like, I try to explain it to y'all, but it's supposed to be, you're supposed to be vulnerable on this podcast. You're supposed to be honest, you feel me? And they got to start with me. So let me, I'm going to just give y'all story, you feel me? All right, so. All right. Damn. Let's go. Vulnerability. It's powerful. Vulnerabilities for strong men. Let's get it. All right. So there's one night. There's one day. I'm going to say this. I don't remember what day it was 100%. But it was New Year's. It was New Year's. It was going into 2019. So 18 to 2019. That's the year it's going into. And I remember when I told y'all, man, 2019 was hard for your boy. Extremely hard. So, man. All right, let's get it. All right, so this is a story. I'm at church. And so I'm texting this dead hoe, right? At the time, my girlfriend, but she's a dead hoe now. So I'm texting her. We like, but it's like, I don't know, like I feel like I'm forcing the conversation. You feel what I'm saying? And oh, before all this stuff, right? Let me tell you some stuff I was tripping on before I tell y'all this story. So like, I remember she said she was going to like Sedona with her friends. Whatever. Bro, I remember I didn't get a call or text from her, like, or something like that. And I call her just to start a fight, my nigga. Just to be like, who's there? But I'm telling you, nigga, I never acted like this with no girl in my life, nigga. In my life, I mean it, bruh. For some reason, this one caught a nigga slipping. Most likely because she was against me going to the gym. She was against me dancing. She was against me being outgoing or whatever. She was against all that, bruh. She was against every single thing that was a core Justin. You feel me? So I stopped doing that kind of, I got tired of all the fights. So anyways, so yeah, she was going, this is one incident. She was going on a trip to Sedona with her friends to go on a hike or whatever it is. And I called her. I'm like, yo, who's with you? But just being on some super overprotected, insecure, lame nigga, bro. Keep the shit honest. That was a lame ass move. You feel me? Stuff like that I was doing. And bro, like I tell you, I never done it before. I never done that stuff. So now I'm doing this stuff. I'm not even noticing I'm doing this stuff, bro. I didn't notice until 2019. I had to sit down with myself when I was back at my mom's house. That's when I realized, like, bro, what the hell was I doing? So, all right, so back to this story, right? There's a lot of incidents I was like that. I was acting mad goofy. And hers was even worse, nigga. No matter what I did, went to my mom's house, asked me all these questions. I'm like, nigga, I'm at my mom's house, bro. But when I did, it was a problem. Like, nigga, it was crazy. So, all right, so New Year's, 18 into 19. Texting, forcing a conversation, whatever. I'm like, bro, like, I don't know what's going on. And she over here talking about she needs to study for something or whatever. I'm like, whatever, you feel me? And then trying to cut the conversation short or whatever it is. I'm like, nah, I'm trying to talk to you. You feel me? And she's over here like, nah, I want to focus on my studies, something, something, something. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I give her some time to study or whatever. And then I come back home. And I'm like, yo, we going to spend New Year's together? Or is this the day before New Year's? This was the day before New Year's. My bad. I got the dates mixed up and messed up. So this is the day before New Year's, right? So New Year's on the 31st. So this had to be the 30th. So the day before New Year's, this one, this should go down. And I'm like, bruh, I just don't feel at ease. Like, I feel like I'm worried. I feel like, I don't know, bro. I just feel like a nigga, young nigga just tripping, bruh. So I call my cousin. I'm like, bruh. No, first, I call her when I get home, right? Call the dead hoe when I got home. And conversation hella short, hella light, like, quick with it. Talking about she gonna go to sleep, whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. I want to remind you, nigga, this is like 9 o'clock. And this is going into, I think this is Saturday going into a Sunday. No, it was a Sunday. So it's Sunday going into a Monday. You feel me? That's what it is. It's Sunday going into a Monday. And I'm like, yo, it is 9 o'clock. You don't even go to sleep at this time. Right? Normally, you feel me? To tired, whatever, whoop-de-whoop. I'm like, all right, whatever. So then I call my cousin. And I'm like, yo, man, something just don't feel right, nigga. Like, I don't feel good. I had like this weird feeling in my gut. You feel me? Like, yo, something ain't right. And my cousin was like, nigga, if something don't feel right, nigga, go see it through. So shouts to my cousin out there in Florida, low. Shouts to my nigga, man. But yeah, so that nigga told me that. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. He's like, it's going to ease it. If everything checks out like you say it's going, like you want it to check out, you know what I mean? Ease, go home, chill, sleep, you good. But everything don't, then you know your gut's right. That's what I mean. When God wants to see you to see something, man, he'll show you. So I'm like, all right. So I call her back. And she in the car. And I'm like, I thought you were going to sleep. And it's like, oh, my mom wanted me to go to the store for something. Whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay. Then I like wanted to like say something. She was like, yo, my sister in the car with me. Something, something. And I said hi to the sister, just being nice, whatever. But I didn't hear nothing back. And I know she was talking on speaker. And I was like, I would have heard her say like, hey, Justin, or something. But I was like, I kind of like whatever, right? That was like a red flag right there. And her mom's, I'm not her mom. Yeah, one of, her mom would not have sent her to a store that late to be cooking food because her mom don't cook food that late, right? Then I'm like, huh, all right. And then she wanted to get off the phone all quick, whatever, talk about she wanted to need to talk to her sister or whatever. I'm like, all right. So I'm like, let's see if it check out. So I get off the phone, whatever. And she was going to the store to get like tomatoes or potatoes or just something simple, real light. I'm like, all right, Walmart from her place is about like literally like 5 minutes, right? That's where we, that's where you would go because everywhere else is pretty much closed. If you do go to Fry's, that's like 5 minutes too, just on the opposite side. But Walmart just a little bit closer, so it only makes sense to go to Walmart. But I just gave her the fries because it's just the benefit of the doubt. You feel me? Then I'm like, okay, that's enough time. So I'm about to go drive over there and see if her car there. Her car there, obviously, she went to the store and came right back. Because I gave it, because for me to drive all the way to her place was like 25 minutes or something like that. Drove over there, nigga, didn't see her whip. I'm like, huh. So I called her like I think twice, didn't pick up. Called my nigga RJ, called that nigga. I'm like, hey, am I tripping? Or am I tripping? Told him the story. This nigga's like, nah, you ain't tripping. Where you at? And I'm like, pulled up over here. He's like, all right, so we going to split it. Go to Walmart, drive to the parking lot, and I'm going to go to Fry's and drive to the parking lot, whatever, and see what's up. Then meet right back here. So down the street from her crib. I'm like, all right. So we do that. I come back. I don't see the whip still. I'm like, huh. I'm like, well, shoot, I'm going to camp out this hoe. You feel me? So I'm camped out, bro. I'm red out. I'm like, I'm redded out, nigga. I got these red pajamas on. I got red hoodie on, nigga. Red, for real. Camped out, couple of streets down, looking like a damn surveillance van. You feel me? And I'm peeping. I'm looking. Call this nigga RJ. Like, this nigga RJ, like, yeah, I ain't seen none. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm parked right here. So I'm going to go to the other one. I was like, I'll let you know anything. So he drives to the other one. It's a little bit further. We trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, my nigga. Don't see nothing. It's showing up. A car pulls up, nigga. And guess who's in the whip? You have the sister and her boyfriend come out the car. I'm like, nigga, what? So, nigga, I turned my car on so damn fast, bro. Drove down the street, parked damn sideways right in front of his car. Hopped out his car, nigga. Went to his car window. Like, hey, bro, where's so-and-so at? Where that dead hoe at? And he like, bro, I don't know. I'm like, how long you been with the sister? He's like, man, I've been with her for hours. Boom. Checked out. You feel me? I'm like, damn. This lying hoe. And then the sister, she kind of seen it because she wasn't fully in the door yet. And she knows my car or whatever. She comes out. I was like, she's like, Justin, what's going on? I'm like, hey, bro, where your sister at? And she was like, I don't know. I'm like, this lying, cheating, conniving, backstabbing hoe. You feel me? Going in. And she's like, what do you mean? Like, what happened? I'm like, man. So her dude was hella scared. I'm like, hey, bro, my bad. You can go. So, nigga, you feel me? I fixed my car or whatever. And then the sister hop in the car with me. I'm like, bro, where your sister at? Like, man, don't play with me, bro. You know what I mean? And then she's like, I don't know. Da, da, da. Well, she was studying all day, something, something, something. And I'm like, nigga, call her. So she tried to call her. She ain't pick up. Then I try to call her. She ain't pick up. Then I'm like, all right, man, fuck all this. So I got out the car, took a picture of the driveway, right? And her sister kind of got out the car and she was like, why are you taking a picture? I'm like, man, because it's proof. Took a picture, sent it to the dead hoe, and was like, you cheating asshole. I caught you. Sent it to her. Told Slime, told RJ about it, and told RJ to pull up over here. Then turned my phone on airplane mode. So she called her sister again. Sister don't pick up, or does she pick up? She picked up one of these times. I don't really remember like that. And then she was like, man, Justin's looking for you, blah, blah, blah. Where you at? Da, 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 this and that. So I just went to the, I don't know, she said she went to something real quick, whoop-de-whoop. And she was like, where is he at? He's like, oh, he's right here. So, oh, let me talk to him. I was like, man, I'm not talking to her. And then I'm like, all right, well, that's it. You feel me? So then I'm about to just drive home real quick. So I leave, tell her sister, yo, I appreciate it. Probably never see you again, but I appreciate it. And I leave. I was going to go home, but I had a feeling that dead hoes could pop up at my place, man. And I wasn't in the right mind at the time. I didn't want to like do something I regret. You feel me? Because like, man, I was fuming, bruh. But the thing is, bruh, if I was on my pivot, if I was on my game, if I was going to the gym, if I was focused, I would have been calm, cool, and collective, bruh. I just would have been like, hey, it is what it is. On to the next. Like, it ain't nothing, bro. Cold-hearted moving. That's how I would move. But because I wasn't myself is why I was like, bro, I can't go home. Because if I go home, I might act exactly how she would react. And how she would react is, like, try to hit me. And I didn't want to, like, have that spill into me and I hit her. You feel me? So I'm going back and forth, having a whole bunch of like fighting within. I'm like, yo, I'm just going to go to RJ's house. So I go to RJ's house. Me and RJ talking, whatever. He's like, man, what you going to do? I'm just like, bro, I don't know. The thing is like, bro, I was really rocking with this girl and all that. You know what I mean? So it wasn't nothing light. And whenever, I'm not going to say whenever, but like when a nigga is not focused and stuff like that, he'll be like, undecisive. And but when a nigga focus, when he right in the head, like, bro, that whole women doing extra stuff, bringing extra stress in his life, bro, he ain't rocking with all that. I don't know. He's gonna be like, man, I'm gone. It's over. You feel me? And move on like ain't this shit ain't even phase him. And that's how I would move, but I was off. So she come. So I stay at RJ's house for probably an hour. This girl blowing up my phone, right? Because I turn it on before I leave RJ's place. I got like damn near 50 missed calls, hella text messages. Like, what you, first it was like, what you talking about? And then a couple other text messages. It's, where you at, babe? Blah, blah, blah. This, that, and the third. Boop, whoop, whoop, whoop. All this. I'm like, man. So I'm at RJ's house, but man, I don't even feel like right in the mind. And this nigga RJ was like, nigga, you just stay here for the night, bro. I'm like, nah, bro, I need to go home, bro. Like, I just want to, like, you know, I mean, go to sleep or whatever the case might be, nigga. So I go home and sure enough, hoes waiting right at the door. Right at the door for me, bro. I'm just like, oh my goodness. And she over here like, I don't even know how I even went down. I don't know how it started. I don't know what happened. I just remember coming up the steps and I just see her just sitting by my door. And it was cold as hell outside. So she had to be out there for a minute. And shit, just niggas just started talking, and from talking to yelling and all that, bro. Just, man, bro. The only thing I really remember is I was like, she tried to call me babe or something. I was like, I'm not your babe. I remember that. I remember saying that. And I know that hurt her. I know it did. So it got to the point, I'm like, bro, I just want to go to sleep. Like, it was just so much that day, bro. I was just like, bro, I just want to go to sleep. I'm emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually just tired, drained out, bro. This is like 3 a.m. right now or something like that. And niggas is talking outside. And it's cold outside. I didn't want her to come inside, but she wanted to come inside and talk. I just like gave in. I was like, bro, just come inside, bro. You know what I mean? Like, bro, I'm going to sleep. So, nigga, I go to sleep. She hops in my bed, whatever. I lay in bed, and she hops in the bed and is like, it's okay if I lay in the bed with you. And I'm like, bro, I just want to go to sleep. Yeah, it's fine. You feel me? Just let me sleep. And so No. That was another time. I'm getting these times mixed up. All right, so I don't let her in. You feel me? And she tried to do the reverse psychology on me. She's like, okay, I don't need you. Something, something, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm done fighting. You're not trying to fight. Try to do a reverse psychology on me. You feel me? And she leaves. She wants me to chase her. Not happening. I go inside, going to sleep. This thing, RJ pull up. And he's like, man, I just want to make sure that you good. So this thing came. He was like, man, I might just crash out here. I won't drive home. I'm like, yo, that's straight. Crashed out. And sure enough, she texting me all this, like, you're not really gonna talk to me and like all this stuff. You ain't gonna come get me or you know what I mean? All that trying, like, she the victim. So I ain't deal with it. Then the next day, I mean, the night of, she's over here, be like, man, that's why you got a little dick, blah, blah, blah. This shit, I really get under a nigga's skin, right? And she, like, I guess she gets home, whatever, because she ain't stay with me. And then she hit me, like, in the morning, like, man, is that how you really feel? I was like, bro, is that how you really feel? So I text her back. And she's over here, like, nah, something, something, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and so I just want to talk to you, whatever. I was like, man, you know what makes me happy. So she goes and like get pancakes and stuff like that, cause you know how much I love pancakes. And come, nigga, we talk for a little bit, but she already knew what was up. She already knew what she was gonna do, nigga. Then we end up like smashing and stuff like that, you know. Like, it wasn't really like anything, but like it just felt different after that. Like, it just wasn't the same, bro. Like, I wasn't in it like I once was, like, in the relationship. Not saying in the pussy, because I was in there. But it didn't feel the same. Like, smashing, just everything just felt just off, bro. Like, And I should have smashed one last time. And just left it at that. But I kept reopening the door for her. And I did some foul stuff too. You feel me? I'm definitely not perfect. Definitely. Not far from that. You feel me? But I just had to call quits, man. Going back and forth and all that argument, that stuff is exhausting, tiring, whack. I was fighting for it for so long because I was holding on to it. And then, but the thing is with me, I know myself. One thing I always told myself, I used to be a big liar. I used to lie about everything. I told myself I might lie to other people, but I'll never lie to myself again. So when I tell myself something, bro, that's exactly what it is. I don't care what it is, what's going on. That's what it is. So I'll tell other people, like, yeah, we ain't together, this, that, and the third. But later on that night, like, we smashing. She at my place, staying the night, doing all that. You feel me? One day, I remember she said she was like at a crystal convention or something like that. And I remember I woke, I was at my cousin's place. I was on the couch. This nigga sleeping. I'm on the couch, and I believe it was like some football reruns or something. And I said it out loud, but I actually spoke it out loud, and I was like, yeah, I'm done. And that's what I said. And my cousin like woke up, and he was like, you say something? I was like, nah, I ain't saying nothing. It was that moment. It was a wrap. And that was on a Sunday. So Monday rolls around, right? So I'm like, man, I know exactly what I'm going to do. So I didn't text her all day because I had this shit all super planned out. I go to her job because I know she wears the ring at her job to flaunt in front of the other girls. I go there. I know she got it on because other times I had to make sure she had it on because I was going to take it. You feel me? Ain't no way I'm about to leave a ring back. And nah, nigga, fuck all that. I don't care. Niggas be like, man, you give a girl a ring, you just got to give it and just let it. Nah, nigga. Fuck all that. And the way that I did it was so freaking savage with it, bruh. And I know for a fact she gonna always remember that day, nigga. Like, that shit was no tomorrow, bruh. Like, she gonna always remember that day. Gonna always remember me, nigga. I'm an unforgettable nigga. Even though it's off my pivot, I don't mean I'm still not that nigga like that. You feel me? My core self. Like when I said I'm done, like, yeah, I'm done. That's when Justin started creeping back. And Justin's going to do some real savage stuff. You feel me? Went to her job. She was on her lunch break. And was like, I didn't know you were coming. Something, something, something. Whoop-de-whoop, whatever. So we went to go get, I remember, went to Chick-fil-A. And she's like, did you want something? I was like, nah, I'm good. And she's like, what's wrong? Because she knew something was up. But the thing about me is, bruh, I wear my emotions, bruh, my heart on my sleeve, bruh. I'm emotional, dude. If I don't like you, you going to know it. I can't hold it. You feel me? So she asked me, I'm like, nah, everything cool. How's work? I'm trying to like just bypass time, right? I'm trying to bypass time because I'm waiting for 5 minutes before she has to go back into work. So right when it got to five minutes, I was like, hey, let me ask you something. She was like, what's that? I was like, what does this ring mean to you? I was like, let me see your hand. And I was like, what does this ring mean to you? So it symbolizes our love. I remember that. I remember she said that. It symbolizes our love. She said something, 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 and it symbolizes our love. I pulled the ring off. I'm like, no, it don't. And just went in on her, nigga. Just like went crazy, nigga. I don't even remember what I said. Bruh, all I remember, I was just going in. And I just know, I was like, bro, you're not going to find another nigga like me that really like loves you the way I do, this, down, or third, whoop-de-woo, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I promise you that. I promise you. Like, someone that's going to love you the way I love you, it's not happening. And I basically said, I did so much for you, blah, 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 this, down, or third, and bro, you want to treat me like this? Nah, fuck all that. Da, da, da. And like, I'm walking out the car and leaving. She's like, give me back my ring. Give me back my ring. I'm like, nah, this my ring. Ain't your ring no more. You don't deserve it. And she's like, Justin, you an asshole, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, whatever. So I walk away and I leave because I didn't drive in the parking lot because I didn't want her to like throw something on my car or something. So I parked my car like on the side of the road. Like I told you, I had this planned ever since I said, yeah, I'm done. I had to plan this out, time it out perfectly. And bro, you feel me? Ended that shit. We talked a little bit after that, but was it the same? Like, it just wasn't it. For a fact, it wasn't it. and it was a little back and forth. Like, we'll probably talk a little bit, and she'll try to like talk to me or something like that. I was just like, bro, it's just not it, bro. Even though shit hurt and I wanted to go back to what it was, bro, it just wasn't it. You know what I mean? But that's God revealing it. You feel me? He revealed it, and I still turned the cheek, bro. Still turned the cheek, nigga. And I don't want the excuses that she used, and I didn't believe her, but I was still there. Was just like, oh my, what? Like, nigga, what? Crazy, nigga, but. Like, you can't, like DMX said, bro, it takes too much energy to not trust, bro. But when you see them, know that you see them well. You feel me? If they bite you, they lie to you, they conniving, deceiving, trifling, whatever the case might be, bro, know that. And when you see them, act and move accordingly to your life to better your life and make better things happen for your life. Let them niggas stay where they are. You feel me? Die where they may. And I should have left that hoe just die where she was at. But I kept giving it life. I kept feeding her. You know what I mean? I should just let that shit just die to where it was at. That night, I should just let it just die. Blocked her and not block her. Just like just completely 100% just stop talking to her and just cut her off. I should have done that. But after that and all that, and I went on and just did my own thing, I was such in a dark place. Wasn't happy about myself, nothing, bro. Like, was just like, man, this ain't it. Not that it really technically matters, but it just sounds bad because society makes it bad. But I was like, bro, I'm almost 30 and I'm back at my mom's house. Like, nigga, what? You feel what I'm saying? Like, that was effing with me. I didn't have a car. Just broke up with this dumb hoe. So like, even though that was that, you still had emotional connection because she damn near lived with me. So I had to learn how to like detach from that, but it was like ripped. It was like a slow thing. It was more like boom, all of a sudden niggas not together. You know what I mean? Like, even though I wasn't feeling it, but you still get somewhat of a dopamine off of that relationship, even though it's bad. You feel me? It makes no sense. It's weird how our bodies react, but that's just because we're a human of nature. We're a human of nurture, habit, environment, stuff like that, bro. If someone's always in those elements with you, bro, if they not there, shit's just gonna be off. And your body's gonna be like, bro, what's going on? What's going on? And you know what I mean? And I had to deal with that. Deal with that. The whole like not feeling like that nigga. Didn't feel like I looked good. Bro, I was going through it. Smashed a couple hoes, but it really didn't fix anything. It didn't get my mind off of her. It didn't get my mind off of, it didn't lift up my self-esteem. It didn't get my mind off of me and my mom's house doing better. Man, nothing, bruh. You know what I mean? I had to walk that path, but that's trust, man. That's my trust story. Well, one of them, you feel me? That has to do a relationship. But now, bruh, like, I know for a fact, bruh, I'm not. Hey, God's gonna show me, man, what I need to see. I'm not gonna go looking for nothing. I'm not gonna do that. I don't need no passwords. I don't need none of that shit, bruh. No. But when I see it, man, best believe I see it well. I ain't playing no games. I am gone. You feel me? So we gonna leave off. We'll listen to it one more time. Rest in peace to DMX, man.
Trust in fact. Always trust everyone to be themselves, but trust in the fact that you can see them well. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, trust. It takes too much energy to not trust someone. You know what I mean? It takes too much energy. You ain't got to stay two steps ahead of them or whatever. But trust them to be them.
To be themselves.
Trust the snake to bite you. Trust the lie to lie. Trust the thief to steal from you. Like, trust them to be them. But know them when you see them.
You feel me? Bars, man. That's how we gonna leave off, man. Thank y'all for being tuned in.
Always trust everyone to be themselves, but trust in the fact that you can see them well.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Sir.
So it's like, you know, trust. It takes too much energy to not trust someone. You know what I mean?
Sure do.
It takes too much energy. You ain't got to stay two steps ahead of them or whatever. But trust them to be them.
To be themselves.
Trust the snake to bite you. Trust the lie to lie. Trust the deep to steal from you. Like, trust them to be them. But know them when you see them.
You feel me? Know them when you see them, man. And when you see them well, real well. You feel me? We're moving quarterly to how you want to move and do. Man, I appreciate y'all being tuned in and locked in with your boy, man. Sharing that story, I share too much. I share too often. But I am healed from it. I moved on to greater and better things and have done, man, tremendous things since that point, man. I'm in a way better space, way better mind frame. And I'm looking at the bigger picture, not the minor picture. You feel me? Because that minor picture is the past. The bigger picture is the future and the present moment. My life is good. My life is great. And if you dealing with any trust issues, man, any situations, move on from it. You better than it. And you deserve better because you are better. And you deserve a better version of yourself every day. You know what it is. You know what it is. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. Nothing less.